What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is Real Reality Realness with Brian K. James, the podcast where I, your host Brian, interview figures in music, reality TV, and pop culture about their lives, their perspectives, and their platforms. Join me 5 days a week as I get to know some of my favorite people through their points of view and their journeys to their personal greatness. Lock in while I clock in, because we are about to get into it. Alrighty, settle in and settle down. This is Real Reality Realness. I'm Brian K. James, and I want to thank you guys for joining this conversation. Listen, I know it's been a while. I know I've been gone for a few months, but I am going to explain any and all of that throughout the course of this episode. But first, I want to appreciate all of the people who have continued to listen to the show while I've been gone, who have re-listened to episodes, found new episodes to listen to. Thank you all so much for being here. It means the entire world to me. I appreciate every single one of you guys. It has just been amazing to come back and see the numbers still rising, still growing, while I haven't been posting new episodes, and that just is so special to me. Now, mind you, I was going on a break at some point anyway, but the break ended up being a lot longer than I initially planned on being, right? At first, I was supposed to be going and filming a reality show, and, you know, that was going to take up, you know, 2, 3, 4 months of my time. And so I had a bunch of episodes recorded that I was going to put out and, you know, have episodes still going while I was, you know, filming and, you know, still try to record every now and again. But my consistent schedule of recording 2 to 3 interviews a day, that thing like that, like I wasn't going to be able to maintain that while still filming and doing everything else that I was doing. So I, you know, was trying to stockpile a catalog of episodes. We'll talk more on those later. But that's one of the first reasons for the initial break that I was going to be taking from the podcast. I wanted to, you know, take a little beat to refresh and kind of get some new energy, get some new feeling into the show and kind of figure out how I could take it to another level, because we were almost at 200 episodes at the time that I finished in April with season 4. Well, technically the three interviews that I posted earlier today are the last three episodes of season 4, and this episode will be the official first episode of season 5. But, or I may make this episode right here the official last episode of season 4, and the new episodes coming will be season 5. I'll decide all of that in post-production. But I was stockpiling episodes because I knew that I was planning on taking a break, and then I was going to take a little beat to kind of rejudge the podcast and figure out what I'm going to be doing and, you know, how I'm going to take it to the next level and, you know, just have a little break to get some new ideas flowing and things. That break got extended for a couple different reasons. One, I ended up being arrested and I ended up spending about 30, 35 days in jail. It's a really long story. I may do something with that story at some point, but we'll see how that goes. But that is one of the reasons that took me out of production completely. And so there's a lot of interviews that I missed that I'm trying to reschedule. We'll talk about all of that later, but that's one of the reasons I don't really want to expound too much on that situation. But it really was a situation that, in the end, even though it was something that I didn't want to go through, it was something that that ended up being really beneficial for me. This isn't my first time being in jail, unfortunately. It's my second time doing that amount of time in jail, but this time was significantly more beneficial for me than the first. I believe that the first time for me, I didn't really have a lot going on. I didn't have this podcast. I didn't have my YouTube channel back then. And so I really didn't have a lot to focus on. I didn't have a lot going for me to personally take me out of my own depression tendencies and my own depression diagnosis and the things that I go through personally and mentally with my mental health. And so I didn't have a lot of motivation to motivate me to, you know, get out of that situation or be in a more productive place, if you will. This time, I was less focused on what I was focused on in my first situation, which was more so my relationship and how at that time that I happened to go to jail that first time, that was really the beginnings of the breakdown of my marriage at the time. I'll touch on that in a second. But at that moment, I really started to see the cracks open up into craters in my marriage. And so that was something that I was more so focused on the first time that I was in jail. I say that to say this time it was kind of completely different. We were already broken up when I went into jail. We had already decided that we were going to get a divorce. And so at that point, it was more so me trying to focus on how I was going to rebuild my life. Do you get what I'm saying? And at this point, I had had a lot of opportunities with this podcast, with the Housewives podcast, with the reality show, and the opportunities that working with that production company had afforded me at the time. It gave me a lot of opportunities to rebuild my life in a different location. And so with the jail stint happening, it kind of derailed the plan that I had came up with to rebuild my life in a new location and start over with all of these new opportunities. I'm kind of giving you a condensed version of this. If you would like a longer form version of this story, let me know in the question that will be attached to this episode on Spotify, or reach out to me in my comments on social media that will be attached to the post for this episode. But it's been really difficult these past few months. You know, going into jail, that was difficult enough. Coming out of jail, my situation was really a lot different than it was going in. And a lot of plans that I had come up with before I went into jail got derailed. The plans that I had come up with to replace those plans in jail had gotten derailed once I had gotten out of jail. So there was so much going on. There was so much that I had to figure out. And, you know, all of that. So a lot of the reason I was gone had a lot to do with, you know, lifing, if you will. It was just me going through a lot of shit, me going through a lot of issues, me having a lot of life situations, and me really going into survival mode, and me really trying to pick up the pieces of my life exploding and falling apart right in front of my face in real time, and me not being able to do anything about it nor catch up to what was happening to my life in real time. So, you know, with that, after I was able to settle out of all of that, a lot of the things that I had to suppress because I was in that state of survival mode started to hit me after I was somewhat quote unquote settled. And so now, after all of that chaos and all of that storm, it led me to then deal with the fallout and all of the issues that I really dealt with surrounding my relationship and my divorce and all of that stuff that happened, you know, in that period of time regarding that situation specifically. And with that, there was a lot of hurt, there were a lot of issues, there was a lot of pain, but there was also a lot of healing, a lot of growth, and a lot of accountability that went into it as well. It also taught me a lot about what I want from relationships going forward, if I even want to be in a relationship going forward. It's led me to have a lot of questions about how I exist in a romantic space going forward. But those are conversations for future episodes of the podcast. We'll get into all of that later, but it's led me to have a lot of questions about how I want to exist in a romantic space. We'll get into that, but that has contributed to the longer break than I anticipated, on top of me having a lot of insecurity coming back to the podcast, which I found to be really interesting. I didn't expect to be insecure getting back on the mic after all of this time and, you know, feeling like I didn't have anything to say. I expected to come out and hit the ground running, but there was a wave of depression and a wave of grief and a wave of pain that I had to deal with that I didn't expect to hit me all at once after I had settled from the survival mode. I expected to be able to, once I had figured that out, to be able to hit the ground running and just keep pushing, but all of the emotional turmoil that I had suppressed to get through the day and try to figure out, you know, where I was going to lay my head, what I was going to do, how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to survive, all of these other things, all of that replaced my emotional consideration for myself. And so it hit me after I didn't have to think about the other stuff. So that replaced the survival mode, on top of the insecurity of feeling like, okay, well, what am I coming back to? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I going to be able to rebuild that momentum? Are people waiting for me? Am I going to be able to grow on what I've been able to build with this podcast so far? And I had a lot of insecurities and imposter syndrome around that. I didn't expect for that to take place so heavily. The depression that surrounded what I had just gone through, my emotional state of being, just my existential crisis, if you will, just surrounding my own existence in the moment, the divorce, and all of that other type of stuff. That type of stuff I expected to go through. That type of stuff I expected to have feelings on or to deal with at some point. But I expected to just talk that out on the podcast. I expected to just deal with that in filming on the reality show. But all of that other stuff just got overwhelmed by all of that stuff got conflated and then a little bit overshadowed when it comes to coming back to this podcast. My insecurity wasn't even really about that. It was about me not feeling like I am even worthy to have this platform because of all the stuff that I had just gone through. And I don't know if that's logical, I don't know if that's right, I don't know if that's wrong, but that is just the mind frame or the words that I can put it in at this moment. And so I am finally pulling myself, snatching myself, yanking myself, yoking myself out of that state of being and really putting one foot in front of the other and getting back to the things that matter to me and really putting 100% focus on myself now that I have no other choice to. I have nothing else to focus on in the considerable moment-to-moment time span, if that makes sense. So, you know, all of that being said, these are the things that have kept me away for a month, I expected, instead of it being a month, it's that it turned into months. And I just want to extend an apology for that again and really just say how much I appreciate and how grateful I am for everyone who's listened to the show, all of the new people who have listened, all of the people who have gone back and listened to old episodes and found new episodes. Please let me know what your favorite episodes are and have been throughout the history of this podcast. And let me know if there's anybody who you want me to reach out to interview on the new interviews that are going to come from this podcast in the future. Excuse me. And, you know, with that being said, I want to talk about the growth that is going to come from this podcast, the restructuring, the reformatting, the revamping that is going to come from this podcast in the future. But first, I want to take a quick little break. And I'll come back and just get into where the podcast is going in the future. I've gave you guys the real, I've laid out the reality, and now we're going to get to the realness of where the show is going in the future. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll talk more about the show. See you guys in a second. What's going on, everybody? Brian K. James here, and I'm so excited to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you in part by Outlander Media Network. Outlander's mission is to bring you the most exclusive alternative content from across the web, from the farthest reaches invading your space. We appreciate every single one of you guys for tuning in and never want you to forget to embrace your inner Outlander. I am Brian K. James, and this is Real Reality Realness. Okay, we are back from our little break and we are back to talk shop. Now, I mentioned earlier that I was stockpiling some episodes to play while I was away filming so that I could still have continuous episodes running while I wasn't there to really record new episodes as consistently as I usually was at that time, right? Well, here's the thing. So I have like literally 4 days to come up with the money to recover those episodes, or I'm going to lose them forever. And I'm working on it. I'm probably going to end up losing them, unfortunately, but you know, it is what it is. But to give you a hint of the people who were coming on this season, it was going to be Angelica Ross from Pose. She was going to be the first episode of this season from Pose, an American Horror Story. She's a recording artist. You know, Al Reynolds from TGIF, Winter Harris from Love and Marriage DC. There was going to be some really good names coming on, and a bunch of other people as well. I had about 20 to 25 episodes saved up. 3 of those episodes that I had saved up that I did release before this episode came out earlier today, I released those because I had those already in my podcast player, like in my podcast software to put out. They were already scheduled, queued episodes that I had ready to go in my podcast software to go out. The other episodes that I lost, those episodes were in my Zoom cloud, and in the midst of me getting arrested and coming out and doing all of those things, you know, doing all of the things that I had to do to be okay and you know, have a roof over my head and all of those things, I ended up not being able to retain the cloud storage for my Zoom account. So I've lost access to all of those episodes. I'm not going to be able to download them and put them out unless I come up with the money in like another 3-4 days. Fingers crossed for me, guys. If, you know, send good vibes my way. Anyway, however, with that happening, it has inspired me to revamp and restructure the format of the podcast. And going forward, I'm going to be doing the podcast in kind of a different way. I thought for a moment I was going to go down to maybe 2 episodes a week, 3 episodes a week. But I decided that I wanted to keep the 5-episode-a-week thing going and keep the talk show format going, even though I'm not going to have interviews on every single episode. So I'm going to break down in this next little part of this episode, because I don't think this episode is going to be as, or this half of the episode is going to be as long as the first half. I say that and then it's going to be longer, watch. But I'm going to break down the new format of the show by each day and kind of tell you what's going to be coming on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and what you can kind of expect. And then at the end, I'm going to kind of tease another project that I'm working on, but I'm going to get myself settled with this new format of the podcast first, and then I'm going to start developing the new project. So I may tease you with that. I may not. We'll see. Now, Monday is going to be my interview day, or my reality recap day, right? That the title of Monday's episodes are going to be Movements and Moments. So this is going to be the day in the week where I have a guest on the show to promote their platform, share their perspectives, clear the smoke they may be having going on in their lives or in, you know, the internet or whatever going on, and, you know, just apply some pressure, talk they shit, let us know who they are for those who don't know, and remind those who may know. You know what I'm saying? Or it'll be my day to recap reality TV. If I don't have a guest, I'll be just kind of recapping all of the reality shows that I did that I've watched throughout the week previously, and just kind of give you my opinions on what's going on the shows going on. I kind of miss recapping reality TV, and I've kind of gotten back to watching a lot more reality TV recently and have been watching a bunch of different shows. So I'm going to be talking a lot more about shows, specifically Bravo. I've been kind of watching a lot more Housewives and stuff like that. So I'm going to be diving back into those shows and kind of talking about what's been going on with those shows, and seeing what else is out there for me to recap and talk about that's just, you know, keeping me entertained when I don't have guests and interviews scheduled to come out on Mondays. That's what's going to come out on Mondays. So for Tuesday, I'm going to bring back my chaos and charcuterie. If you guys have been long listeners of the episodes, one, let me know if all of those episodes sound like I'm whispering into a potato that is inside of a can that is on a string going to China. Because I didn't realize that a lot of those episodes, or at least a couple of those episodes, were recorded really, really crunchy. But that's what I get for not being super overly detailed like my typical Virgo self. But we've lived and we've learned. But that's going to be the day, Tuesday, when I scroll through the top headlines in my Google feed and my social media, and I just kind of pick the things that I'm consistently seeing in the internet and the news and the blogs and the things in the press, if you will. And I'm going to talk about those type of headlines and just kind of give my opinion on what's going on out here in the world, in the pop culture sphere, on the internet, in the blogs, on social media, and just kind of, you know, give my opinions on the things that you guys are talking about and that the internet is forcing us to talk about. You know what I mean? We're going to be talking about top headlines, viral moments. I'm going to give my opinion on, like I said, what the world is talking about right now. And it's going to be, you know, typical chaos and charcuterie. Now, if you remember, on Chaos and Charcuterie, half of that show was headlines. And then the other half of that, it was me reading like Dear Abby, Ask Amy, Dear Annie, or whoever the other girl was. I can't remember. My apologies. But me reading through those advice columns on the internet and giving my unsolicited advice based on what the email that was sent in was about. Well, the first half of that is going to be on Tuesday, and then the advice part of that is going to be on Thursday. But in between that, I'm going to do a segment of the podcast called Third Eye Topics. And what that is, it's going to be the episode where I introduce where I introduce topics and situations that any and everyone goes through in life, and I want to share my life story, my opinions, my perspectives through intimate discussions with you guys relating to what you guys are going through. You know what I mean? So whether it be depression, whether it be body image, whether it be relationships, whether it be mourning, grief, suicide, whether it be just any and everything, I'm gonna talk about just heavier, more important topics that people of any and every type of race, creed, ethnicity go through, and just kind of talk about my life story and my experiences through those types of things. If my voice is starting to sound funny, I'm starting to get a toothache, so excuse me. But yeah, that's going to be my Wednesday. That's going to be a segment called Third Eye Topics. And like I said, the advice part of Chaos and Charcuterie is going to go to Thursday. And it's going to be a new segment on the podcast called Opinionated Empathy. And that segment is going to be where, like I was saying, it's going to be the same as I was doing before. Diving into the advice columns, giving my advice and talking about, you know, the emails that are sent in to these advice columnists and just basically hijacking their platform and doing it myself until I develop enough of a platform for people to ask me questions organically. And then I can transition that segment into me answering questions that people send me versus questions that people send other people. You know what I mean? So that is going to be Opinionated Empathy. That's going to be my Thursday. And on Friday, it's going to be a segment called Introspective Babble. Now, what that is, it's going to be the day of the week where I get really personal and I deep dive my own thoughts, feelings, issues, and attempt to talk myself through them. It's going to be unhinged, unstructured, but I'm going to get extremely personal about my journey to my own personal peace. I'm still, you know, working through a lot. You know, I'm better than I was in the past few months. And with, you know, the things that have gone on in the past few months, I'm doing better than I was. But however, I still have a long way to go, and I really want to use the other days of this show as well, but specifically Fridays, for you guys to really get to know me on a deeper and a more personal level. I feel like with the original format of the show, where I was just dropping interviews every day, I wasn't really sure that you guys were getting to know me personally. I felt like I was opening the platform for you guys to get to know other people with me as a vessel, but I wasn't really sure that you guys were getting to know me as a host, and I wasn't even sure if that was a good or a bad thing. So I wanted, in this revamp, in this restructure, in this relaunch, all of those things, I wanted to make sure that I provide content that is going to be entertaining, true, and organic to me, but also allow you guys to get to know me as much as possible as well. And hopefully I will be able to open myself up and allow you guys to get to know me, relate, share things, and we can create a deeper connection within the community that we've been able to establish that I'm so immensely grateful for. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, Monday is going to be Movements and Moments. I'm either going to be dropping an interview or I'm going to be dropping a full episode of reality recaps of all different shows, probably mostly Bravo and MTV VH1 shows. But We'll see if there's shows you want me to watch, recommend, let me know. I want to do recaps on Love is Blind and all of that type of stuff, like the Netflix shows, but I need somebody's password, so let me know how much the password share is, and I'll send you the coin. Tuesday is going to be Chaos and Charcuterie, and I'm going to be going through the top headlines that I find on the internet, giving my opinions, talking about what people are doing, what people have going on. It's going to be my version of Hot Topics, basically. Full hour of Hot Topics. Wednesday is going to be Third Eye Topics, where, you know, I talk about, you know, the deeper things that everybody goes through. It's going to be one specific subject each Wednesday that I'm going to just deep dive into from a more personal perspective, and open the floor for you guys to relate to my story or my perspectives and opinions, and just kind of allow us to connect in a more deeper way, if that makes sense. Thursday, like I said, is going to be Opinionated Empathy, and that's going to be the day that I go through the advice columns and give my unsolicited advice to letters that people sent to other people for advice. And I feel like there aren't a lot of Black people in the advice column space that I see. If there are people out there that are Black in the advice column space, specifically in the way that a Dear Abby or Ask Amy is, let me know, and so I can be made aware of them so that I can include their advice columns into my segment as well, because I'm not only doing it to, you know, build the platform for me to get my own letters written to me, but I also want to spotlight the people who have these advice columns as well. So I'm going to be giving credit to all of the advice columns that I'm going to be reading from, but I also am doing it to develop a platform for myself to be an advice columnist in the future. Friday is Introspective Babble. It's going to be me just kind of tangentially talking through the stuff that I have going on and all of the situations that are going on in my life, and just, you know, a day for me to get personal and introspective and just kind of wax honest about what I'm going through in the moment and kind of what's tea in my life at that time on that Friday, what's happening that day, and where I am at that point in the week, at that point in the month, and that point of the year. So that's really it. On that note, that's been our show. I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in to inspire me to keep this show going, to grow this podcast, to put my all into it as much as I have this past year. Today is the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Today, September 8th, 2023, is the literal 1 year to the day that I launched this podcast. And mind you, this episode was supposed to come out weeks ago. I was supposed to do it when I first got out of jail. I was supposed to do it for my birthday. I was supposed to do it when I first got where I am now. Like, there was so much that I was supposed to do. There were so many times that I was supposed to drop this episode, but realizing that I'm doing it on the anniversary of the day that I created the show, on the day that I'm, you know, officially restarting and coming back to the podcast, I think it's kind of perfect timing. And so, with that being said, thank you guys so much again. I appreciate you guys being on this ride with me for the past year and continuing on the road with me on the path for the next year and the next year and the next year. It means the world to me. And I'm going to close the show the way that I always have. I want to remind you guys to be real, stay in reality, and always, always bring the realness. I am Brian K. James. This has been Real Reality Realness. And until next time, peace. Love you guys.